And I am joined by the executive director of Downtown Partners, Inc. She is Amy Moyner, and we have all kinds of things that are happening downtown. And we mentioned back last month you had a special a Sunday open house showing basically people that would be interested in starting a business opportunities and areas and buildings and things like that. And you said you had some good bites on that, right?
Yeah, so we are a Main Street program here in Burlington. Been a Main Street program now for 36 years. And with that, we have three committees. We have four points to the Main Street approach, but we have the Economic Vitality Committee, Design Committee, and Marketing and Promotions Committee. So our Economic Vitality Committee wants to get a good mix in the downtown and make sure that we're recruiting entrepreneurs. So they put on a commercial space open house last month. We had a lot of interested parties come in and lots of entrepreneurs that say, I want to be in downtown Burlington. And so with that, we showed off five locations. We only had five locations to show. We are limited on space, but we have about four businesses that you will probably see, if not by the end of the summer, by the end of the year, coming into downtown.
There's a lot of building going on, a lot of residential building going on. You've got new restaurants that are coming downtown. You've got a new brew pub that's going to be opening up soon. You've got you'll have both an Asian and a regular grocery store that are going to be downtown. So you're serving that area, the Tama 2 building, the new Tama building. That is
not
going
refurbished,
up.
Brand new.
And that is, they're going to have, they will have commercial space too, is that right?
Yeah, they'll have about 5,000 square foot of commercial space, beautiful courtyard in back. And so, again, lots of opportunities for if you're looking to bring your business or live downtown. Like you said, there's lots of projects for residential units and a brand new build that'll start happening hopefully here by the end of summer as well.
And it is the fastest growing area in downtown Burlington. And it has also the millennials. Basically, the millennials are the number one demographic group that's moving downtown.
Yeah, lots of young professionals. So during COVID, during the pandemic was shut down, a lot of people were working from home. And so they decided to kind of move out of those big cities, quality of life, cost of living, and come here to Burlington. So we love that. I'm one of those people.
Well, we're seeing a lot of people that have just simply said, you know what, with the internet and everything else like that, I got used to doing stuff. I can be anywhere. So we're seeing particularly what we're also seeing is the West Coast people that are coming in. San Francisco, now maybe it's Snake Alley, maybe it's Lombard Street, doesn't matter, but it's the cost of living here is so much less. You can buy a couple of blocks or maybe more for the price of, you sell your house and have a beautiful house and a couple of blocks of property as well. So it's a big opportunity, and I'm guessing I know our friends at the partnership are really marketing that particular idea, right?
Yes, absolutely. They are marketing throughout the nation, trying to grab those people to come here to Burlington.
All right. Very vintage market is – well, no, let's before we talk about the very vintage market, Snake Alley Art Fair, what do you got going on?
Yeah, so Snake Alley Art Fair is this Sunday. It is brought to you by the Art Center. But we're doing some fun things to support that in our downtown. On Saturday, we have delivered sidewalk chalk to all the businesses down Jefferson and on the side streets and on Valley. So we are hoping that the community comes out and grabs a piece of sidewalk chalk and makes your own art on Saturday to get ready for the art fair on Sunday. So as people are strolling throughout the downtown, we'll have some beautiful pieces of art.
There's a great mural that is Welcome to Burlington, part of the Leadership Burlington class. Is that right?
Yeah, the Greater Burlington Leadership class. I was fortunate to be part of that, and Craig Jacoba was the muralist on there. Again, it's a welcome to our visitors, tourists, and we're hoping that they take lots of social media posts or post that on social media with the hashtag Burlington Does Art. And the Art Center.
And the Art Center. And there's lots of things. There's lots of drawings. I can see the displays going on the outside of the Art Center building as well. Plus, Tammy McCoy is doing some magic stuff at the Capitol, isn't she?
Yes. We are so excited for what's going to be happening on 3rd Street there with the Capitol Theater improvements. Again, bringing these young professionals into the community and also adding more amenities for our residents here. So with the Capitol Theater, theater. I know they're looking at doing that lounge in the annex, and doing the second floor. So, we are so excited to support that.
They're going to have live entertainment in the, in the lounge area. They'll have, and they'll have a black box theater in addition to what they also already have. So lots of things are going on. Again, you've got, the Very Vintage Market. When is that happening?
So Very Vintage Market is July 16th, and I'll be on next month to talk all about it, but, it is, July 16th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in downtown Burlington. Last year we saw 8,000 to 9,000 participants. So we have over 100 vendors that are going to be here at that show.
We've, I think we had you on. We called it a high class, it's not a garage show, but a high class. I'm craft and any kind, not really craft. It's basically, it's furniture. It's high class items, right?
So it's vintage, repurposed, reused items. So we are looking, you know, if you're a picker, this is your time, but also there's some really fun, handmade crafted items. So quality items too.
That's what I meant.
There's,
yeah.
Wine barrels, things made out of wine barrels, and jewelry made out of glass, and things
unique
like that.
Unique items you won't find, anywhere else. And you've had huge turnouts for that, haven't you? And again, that is going on in July. What is the dates on that?
July 16th.
All right. Yep. And we will be talking more about that, but again, get to downtown Burlington. Exciting place to be, place to live, place to work, place to play, and 24 eateries and drinkeries, whatever.
Coming up,
And more added, and more added as we talk. Amy Moyner, thank you so much for being with me today. Have a great day.
Thank you.